You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
What's next up for you?
Oh, Lord. I think now we're going into Volume 2.
Volume 2.
So I've got two. I've got three records. Two are going to make my definitive, and one is going to go on my honorable mentions. My favorite out of the three.
Oh, interesting. I was going to say, I have honorable mentions I'm saving for later, but I'm curious. So what do you have from Volume 2?
The first one that I have, I think this is definitive. So this is like the song that changed Jay-Z's life, which is Hard Knock Life.
Has to be on the list. Absolutely on my list.
Has to be. Nobody was rhyming at that tempo in 98. Right. Nobody was sampling musicals, and Jay made it work. He finally found that balance between like the streets and like pop. It's most people who are successful at that, they bring the streets to where they're going rather than go to where the success is. And so a lot of people put on shiny suits, but it's like, that's just not your thing. But if you can make who you are and where you are and how you think cool and marketable and make, you know, what they call middle America embrace that, it's guaranteed success. And Hard Knock Life is just proof of that.
Yeah, I think that Volume 2 album is really, I mean, Jay's career is so fascinating, right? But that Volume 2 album, there's a lot of stuff that ended up elsewhere, right? Mm-hmm. There's the Kid Capri song, which was on that Kid Capri album. There's the Jermaine Dupri song, which was on JD's album. There's Can I Get A, which was on the Rush Hour soundtrack. There's It's All Right, which was on the Streets Is Watching soundtrack. Am I missing anything else?
Nah, but It's All Right is freaking fire.
It's All Right is great. But like, because both Hard Knock Life and Can I Get It were on the radio at the same time.
Yep.
And buying Volume 2 in 1998 was almost like buying like a Now That's What I Call Jay-Z hits for like 98. Because all these other songs that you had heard on the radio all summer long, like yes, I admit I'm one of the people who owns Jermaine Dupri's album. But if you weren't that person, you're like, oh, right, Money Ain't a Thing. I like that song. Like, he had so many, like, for an album in 1998 to have that many successful singles before it's even, like, in stores was kind of crazy. But yeah. Hard Knock Life, not only did it change his life, also, like, the mythology of Jay-Z. Like, right here is where he puts his stake in the ground in terms of Reasonable Doubt is my real classic.
Yeah.
And that has been an important sort of marker for Jay throughout his career. But everything else you said is right. Like this song changed his life.
Yep.
And because of this song, we had to listen to Busta Rhymes' Get Out.
I need some more. Ah, that's hilarious and true.
And so,
dang it, Busta.
So there was this, then there was Anything.
Right, there was Anything.
And then what was the Scarface record?
What Scarface record? Mon Block?
Wasn't there a Scarface record that had little kids singing?
Oh, I know Trick Daddy had a record. dang, what's...
Am I crazy? I swear there was a Scarface record. All right, hold up.
Yeah, hold on. What if this best...
It would have been Last of a Dying Breed or The Fix.
Would have been The Fix.
I think it was must have been My Block then. Am I thinking of My Block?
My Block was the one with the sample.
Maybe that's not it. I thought there was something else. I'm about to be going crazy.
Yeah, somebody's screaming at the
definitely.
Somebody's screaming at their speaker right now.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. The other one.
Yes.
Wait. Where's yours? You did yours already, right? Is it my turn?
Well, I was gonna have you name both yours from Volume 2, but Hard Knock Life was also on my list. But I'll name my second one from Volume 2. How about that?
Okay. Okay. Let's do that.
It's Jigga What Jigga Who.
That's mine too.
Yes.
So why is that for you?
Talk about like Jay's verse. I actually have a lot of reasons for this one. Number one, it's a great song. Jay's versatility, right? Like even on, just on this Volume 2 album, right? He's rhyming over Hard Knock Life, slower tempo. He's rhyming over some Swiss Beats records. He's rhyming over, you know, he's got the Jermaine Dupri shiny record. He's got Jigga What Jigga Who, which is not his, it was one of his first collaborations with Timbo. He's got two Timbo records on here, right? Paper Chase and this. And then he did Lobster and Scrimp later in 98. People kind of forget this. before Jay rapped on this, the only other rapper I remember on a Timbo record, and I'm not counting Missy because Missy was her own thing, but like it was DeBrat, right? On the Hit Him With The He remix.
Yeah.
No, DeBrat was on, no, Lil' Kim was on the Hit Him With The He remix. But like the idea of rappers on a Timbaland record was still kind of a novelty.
Listen, don't you dare disrespect Magoo. He was a rapper.
I meant.
I just completely threw you off, right?
The idea of rappers rapping on a Timbo beat where Timbo's really like unleashing the full like power of Timbo, right? Because yeah. Like, even like, why can't I think of the Missy Brat record from.
Saka Timmy?
Thank you. Okay. Saka Timmy is a really dope beat, but Tim's not doing like the syncopated percussion with like.
Yeah,
the,
that's still like a mid 80s right. BPM record.
And Paper Chase is kind of a, like it's a cool beat. It's not my favorite, but that's not anything crazy. Jigga Wa Jigga Who is like one of my favorite things about this beat. Well, one of my favorite stories I ever heard is if you listen to Questlove talk about on Jay-Z Unplugged, which is a dope project that I totally forgot about until prepping this week.
Yes, it is.
They had to have two drummers on stage to pull off Jigga Wa Jigga Who because the percussion is so freaking intricate and it's crazy, but Jay's just insane on this. And I think the Jay Timbo combination, there's so much good stuff they did. And even, I mean, they worked together for, you know, what, 15 years, right? I mean, it's 15 years between that and Magna Carta Holy Grail. Like, that's the beginning of a long career, but I don't know if Jigga Wa Jigga Who is my favorite combo from them. It's up there, but yeah. I thought it's definitive because it was such like the sound of hip hop was changing and R&B as well was changing so strongly for that 96, 97, 98, 99 time period. And here's mm-hmm. Jay just showing that versatility that when he was at his peak, he could just, sure, you want me to rap on a slow tempo? No problem. Double time on this weird Timbo beat, you got it. Like he just did everything.
Let's put an emphasis on Jay's double time on this record because the way tempos are now, when rappers are kind of cheating now, because back in the 90s and early 2000s, you could not have open space in your verses. Mm. You couldn't jump in and out. You know, nowadays it's nah, 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 nah. Like that's easy, but when the act loco hit him up, numerous shots with the fofo. When it's on like that, he's just going nonstop. Right. And then Jazzo comes in, and as much as we slander Jazz kills his verse too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. His ability to come in and sort of create a flow that not many, if any, other rappers were doing it at all in '98. He completely set the bar and set the tempo. It sticks out like a sore thumb on volume two, but that is in the best way possible.
But a lot of records stick out on volume two is like it really is like Jay-Z play. It's like Jay-Z greatest hits for 1998. You know what I mean? Like there's no cohesiveness to volume two really.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's just me. But unless one of these other records is on your list, I want to just throw a shout out to Jay's double time elsewhere as well, right? Like, is that your chick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is crazy.
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to give that some love.
Yeah. That's your chick is crazy, crazy, crazy. Like, you can how can you double time a diss record? You double time the passive aggressive diss record. Like, that's crazy.
Right. Okay. So that's volume two, right?
Yep.
Okay. So no money, cash O's.
That was the third that was going to be on my. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my favorite, but it's to me, it's not definitive. Now, it could be definitive because this is Jay-Z and DMX on a Swish track in 1998.
It was a moment. It was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like, people don't... What Jay is now, people were kind of expecting DMX to be that in 1998. Like, DMX was the guy. The hood loved him. MTV loved him. And there was, like, literally no limit to what DMX could do. So, yeah, like him linking up with Jay-Z, who was still the up-and-coming guy. Like, even with Hard Knock Life, even with Ain't No, like, Jay was still coming up. He didn't blow up on the scene like DMX did in 1998. When Get At Me Dog came out, it was like smack in the face to everybody. Jay's ascent was a little slower and gradual, more gradual. So for them to come together, and then Swiss, who was in the middle of his run or the beginning of his run, with that sort of record. It, I mean, DMX was so big that he couldn't even do the video. They had to create a remix because the record was so strong. It was everywhere. People loved it, but and it's Jay's record. DMX can't do the video, so they got to do More Money, More Cash, More Hoes.
Why couldn't DMX do the video?
I'm just gonna assume that it's like a schedule thing. You know,
I was
like,
gonna say they're on the same label.
Right. But I'm like, why would you not shoot a video with Jay-Z and DMX in 1998? It's either scheduling or like there was beef there that we don't know about.
Mm. Yeah, More Money, More Cash. That is not a very good record.
Yeah, that's your favorite flow. It's your favorite Beanie Siegel flow.
Okay, so that's volume two, right?
Yep.
Okay.
How many are we in?
So
one, two, three, four, five, six.
I've got one other volume two record on my honorable mentions, but we'll get to those later.
Okay. I didn't gave her one of mine, boy. Get one of yours.
Then let me show some love to Money Anything.
Okay.
Which is one of my, it's not the best Jay-Z song, but it's one of my favorites. Like, ironic that Jay did all that work with Hitman and yet with the Hitman, but yet here's Jermaine Dupri coming through and giving Jay a popish record that's not too shiny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jay makes, you know, Jay's obviously writing for Jermaine on this, makes Jermaine sound great. He's got the iconic Chain Reaction line. I mean, it's a dope record. I love this song. It's fun.
It is a fun record.
It's a fun record. Love this. So, yeah. That's all I want to say about Money Anything.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So we're in 99 now.
Yep.
So this is going to amaze you. For somebody who loves Volume 3,
mm-hmm.
I have nothing from Volume 3.
Okay.
But I have something else from 99.
Okay. Don't do it. What are you doing? You doing what I think you're doing? What are you doing?
Jigga.
Oh!
Let me tell you why.
I'm trash. Nope, that's on my list.
Oh. Are you just adding stuff to your list in real time?
100%.
Let me tell you why it's on my list. This beat is actually kind of trash. Like, listen to this beat. There's nothing going on here. The audacity of this song is what makes it on my list.
You're
right? This, no other rapper in 99 could have made this song work. This song is a testament to the power of Jay-Z in 99. Nobody else can pull that beat off. It's not that it's unusual or weird. There's just nothing going on with it. Jay is fantastic on it. And to me, it's on my list because it's on my list because of the audacity of it, because Jay's great on it, but also because Jay and Swiss is a definitely long-term partnership that, let's be honest, had a lot of duds, a bunch of them.
Name these duds.
Girl's Best Friend.
Okay.
We can start there.
There's one.
Things That You Do.
There's two. You're not wrong.
Okay, just checking.
You're not wrong.
Those songs are terrible.
Those songs are really, really bad. Even that Girl's Best Friend video was really bad, where he's inside the diamond.
The Blue Streak soundtrack, right?
Yes.
It's a terrible song.
Yeah, that's a really bad song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it on your list?
To me, it's definitive. It's peak Rough Riders.
Oh, that's an interesting comment.
And Jay, during that time, Rockefeller Rough Riders were like neck and neck. And so it's almost like a cross promotion. And I don't think the beat is trash. Like, I don't care. I think Scenario 2000 is trash, where you just take the same drums or you take the same melody and put like weaker drums. Nah, like this record is dope. And Jay, yeah, and let's also not forget, like, Jay murders this.
Yeah.
Jay murders this.
This is a version of Jay where, like, all of a sudden he doesn't have to be as sort of really intricate with the flow, right? He's still mm-hmm. clever, but it's a little different. Like, we're getting a different Jay here.
Yep.
Is that really a mill on the hook?
Could be.
Could be.
Could be.
Yeah. Oh, it was a mill and Eve. Interesting.
Okay. I can see that. You just do studio tricks, layer it. Right. I can see that.
The thing is, like, it's one of those cases where, like, it's the dichotomy of Swiss, right? This record knocks.
Yes.
But it's also kind of greatly awful.
Mm.
In that, like, only, like, Swiss is one of the, like, there's something about some of his records where it's just, I mean, Money Cash Hoes is a good example of that. Anyway.
All right. I'm debating if I want, I've got three volume three records.
Whoa.
But I'm debating if I want to put them
on consideration.
Yes. Because one is one of my favorite Jay songs ever. And I think I'm just going to do it for that very reason.
Okay. What do you got?
And it's a different Jay-Z record in terms of content. Just from the perspective that he's rapping from, I got to put Dope Man on my list.
So close.
I got to put Dope Man on my
list. Almost put it on my list. I'm kind of regretting not putting it on my list, but let's talk about Dope Man. Is this one of Jay's most underrated songs?
At minimum top five.
Right.
At minimum top five. It is great. Like, the beat is crazy. Even the concept. It's just dope. He just pulled it off so well. He pulls it off not as well on Guilty Till Proven Innocent.
Which, in light of what he admits on 444.
Right.
He made Guilty Till Proven Innocent. He was guilty.
Come on, man. No. It wasn't that he wasn't guilty. It was Jigga and Kelly who were not guilty.
Try and charge me, but I'm not guilty.
Try to charge me, but I'm not guilty.
So, first of all, we have Serena Alshul on the intro.
Serena, where is she at? I'm about to Google her right now.
I feel like she's running a yoga studio somewhere.
Right. She totally had that yoga tour. He's 46. Wow, we're old.
We're old, man. We are old. Incredible sample. Fantastic beat. And Jay's got a conceptual song.
Mm-hmm.
I love the hook. I love the third verse. When you were in school, we talked about this before, in school you had you would always find a way to like work in like hip hop lyrics and like some assignment you had to do.
Yeah.
I'm like 99% sure I somehow incorporated the third verse from this into my creative writing class in the year 2000. Like, I'm like 99% sure I did that. Because the third verse here is phenomenal.
Yep.
I'm regretting this is not on my list.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Do you want to save the rest of your volume three stuff for later?
It's cool. I'll save it for later.
Okay.
There's only one other record. No, it's two. There's two. I'm sorry. Oh, wait.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another underrated Jay record.
Okay. I have some ideas, but okay. For me, I'm moving on to Dynasty.
5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Yep. Are we only at 8?
I've done 8.
Okay. I've done 8 as well.
Okay. Then you're next up.
Oh, we're going to Dynasty?
You get the easy one.
Yeah. Come on, man. Go ahead. You got it.
No, it's all. Get your bars off. Come on.
Listen. This is possibly the greatest intro of all time. It's up there.
Did anybody care about intros until Jay started making it a thing?
I would say yes. But I mean
rapping intros.
Where
it's like, I've got a beat and I'm just rapping. It's not a song.
Right.
Like the intro is you and I think of the intro.
Right, because I think we come from the era with like the dramatic intros, like an orchestra, or it's like rain and sirens.
But I mean, A Million and One, A Million and One, Hova intro and
Hova song, underrated.
Hova song, and the Dynasty intro. Like, who else was doing that?
Yeah,
I mean, DMX does it on It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
Another one of the greatest intros of all time.
But even then, he's got a whole bunch of like, there's a build up until you get there.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dynasty intro, my goodness.
Yep. What can you say?
Just Blaze is a genius.
Peak. That's why I can't slander Just Blaze. I mean, we were talking about some stuff offline or whatever, but like, I can't slander Just Blaze because at his peak, he is 1B in my favorite hip hop producers ever. He's 1B.
There's a particular drum pattern that he liked to use on a number of songs. This is sort of the beginning of that, and I'm okay with it because some of my favorite Just Blaze records have this kind of drum pattern. Just Blaze when he was like that 2001, 2002, 2003 Just Blaze is just ridiculous.
Yep.
And Jay on this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Then I know. Read the Quran and Islamic scriptures. Only Psalms I revs on the, like.
Right.
Stevie Wonder with beads under the do-rag? What?
Intuition is there even when my vision's impaired. Yeah, I know. I know. It's crazy. Crazy. So crazy right now.
So crazy right now. Shaboy. Jay.
Jay's ad libs could be real questionable.
She girl B.
His mommy's a rider and I'm a roller.
Oh God. I totally grew up in the era of calling women mommy. Jeez.
We were listening. So we were riding around this weekend and I was basically just listening to like every Jay song. Like I was just running through them as we were running around doing errands. And I play 03 Bonnie and Clyde.
Oof.
And Marissa's like, you know, she's like, you know, cause she's like, I kind of like this song. And mm-hmm. I started ranting and raving cause that's what I do.
Of course
and
then, you did.
And I was like, and I said, you have to, and I was, cause she, you know, she's not really like, let's just say, the Machiavelli album, isn't like a big part of her like daily listen. So I go right. back and I play the Tupac record. And all of a sudden she was like, oh, you know, and all of a sudden all my ranting and raving made sense. Dynasty.
Yep. That's it. Has to be on the list.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm reconsidering if I want to try to add another song in here at the last minute.
Yeah, there's some like almost records on Dynasty because, you know, as we talked about earlier, the Dynasty album is really good and it held up really well. But are these good to great records, are they definitive? You know what I'm saying? I think one might be because I'm looking at my other one that's on here and I almost want to say it is because it created quite a few narratives.
I have one other record from Dynasty on here, but you can make an argument for a lot of other records. But like when we talked about Jay having multiple primes, I mean, Dynasty intro is just like, all right, he's ridiculous. And all of a sudden, you know, you had Jay reaching like another prime, not necessarily at a higher level technically than he was in like 97 or 98, but he's still killing it. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, you mean Rockefeller's now building this like in-house production team too?
Yeah.
And it's a ridiculous combo. No, Dynasty intro is amazing. Amazing.
Yep.
All right. I think I get this next one.
Yep, you got it.
I Just Want to Love You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That is on my list. So I was thinking of something totally. It's funny because I'm looking at it right now. Actually, oh my God. This just lets you know just how off I am.
Did you miss something?
I have three Dynasty records. Four.
Four?
Yeah, but these other two probably aren't going to make it.
I was going to say 4 out of 15. Wow.
Yeah. The rest of them aren't going to make it.
It's tough because there's some other records on there where.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be an interesting question. Is I Just Want to Love You the best, like, super, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the right word. Like, it is, like, he had singles and successful singles, but this was like this was like the 2000 equivalent of like a shiny suit record, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the most successful Jay was on those type of records? Where he's like, if this is like Jay announcing, I'm making a radio smash right now.
So crazy right now. Yeah, 100%. It's either this or, I just know Big Pimpin' wasn't on either one of our lists.
Big Pimpin', that was tough to leave off. Big Pimpin's great.
Yeah.
But, oh, Big Pimpin'.
I mean, it was great at the time. I don't love it now.
Oh, that beat is so great.
Yeah,
Jay's flow is great.
Yeah, I don't need to hear Big Pimpin' like ever again.
I don't ever need to hear Jay's third extra verse for the video.
Mm.
My stamina beat, something about Pamela Anderson.
Oh, yeah. MTV, Jay of the Week.
No.
Trash. Nope. Trash. And didn't he get Pamela Anderson in the video? Wasn't she like dancing with him on the boat?
That's such
That was Hey Poppy. I'm sorry.
Yo, we didn't even talk about iPoppy.
Hey. Is that the most underrated Jay and Timbaland record? Most people say Lobster and Shrimp, but Lobster and Shrimp reminds me of like Black Thought, where people say it's underrated, but like if everybody says something is underrated, it's not underrated.
Jay and Tim have a big catalog. I mean, if we're talking, I mean, we can go really underrated and talk about Get My Ish Off, which is unreleased. Got to get my
ish off.
You might have to play that real quick.
I'm going to play it. Give me 1 second. Woo! Yeah, it was on the Clue tape. It was on the Clue tape, and then Clue said, coming soon, Blueprint 3. And then, you know, the story goes that Clue kind of got in trouble for that.
Well, come to realize this was for originally Blueprint 2.
Yeah.
You imagine putting this on a single disc version of Blueprint 2? Oh.
Just listen to that percussion, yeah.
Timbo's out of his mind. This beat is like you just walking in place like this. We try to get through this here. You wanna take my life, then come and get it. I'm so committed to street life. Sometimes I don't sleep nights. If y'all ain't ready to die.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm wrong, because I was thinking about Ain't I.
Ain't I is no good.
That was Blueprint 3. No, you mean no good. Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
You bugging. Hold on. I think you are being thrown off by Jay's hilarious.
Hold on, that's not helping. Yeah, can you get me, where's this good part of the song?
Yeah, let me do the beat switch. I don't. Any type of paraphernalia, I am the seller. I guess we're singing, that's how I started Rockefeller. Feds all fed up.
It's a dope beat switch.
When we did our Timbaland retro, we didn't talk about how dope Timbaland used to be when he would beatbox and then build another beat on top of the beatboxing.
I mean, we could just talk about the original version of Nowhere.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, but people know how we feel about that record.
Right. So my problem with that beat switch on Ain't I has nothing to do with Timbo. That's a dope beat switch. And has everything to do with whatever Jay thinks he's doing with his voice.
Here you go.
It sounds awful. Anyway, I Just Want to Love You. It's a great song. It's like peak early 2000s Neptunes, like peak early 2000s Pharrell on the Hook, great Jay single. And it's just amazing. Last second addition to Dynasty.
Yeah.
Single was supposed to be Parking Lot Pimpin'.
Parking Lot Pimpin'.
Which Jay, I don't mind.
Jay's career is not completely different, but noticeably different.
Yeah. So like, let's say they don't record this at the last second. Parking Lot Pimpin's the first single. I guess Change the Game is still the second single.
Oh my God, Change the Game is so bad. I hate Change the Game.
Change the Game for the Siegel in the house.
No, play the game like we used to play.
Rick Rock had a run of he. You know, New York rappers were like, "Oh yeah, I want that sound," right? Because there was Fabs, Can't Deny It.
Can't Deny It. Mm-hmm.
And then there was, Change the Game. But then also, and listen, I know I'm going to be out on a limb here. I think this is an underrated record, and it's Squeeze First.
No.
Jay is incredible on Squeeze First.
I'm totally good on Squeeze First.
Squeeze First is great.
Yeah, I'm good. You got it. I got Ain't I stuck in my head. Ain't I?
All right. We did right. Two records off Dynasty. Do you have anything else off Dynasty?
Not on my list. Okay. I have two that are near misses, but I'll wait.
You're not putting anything where Jay just has a guest verse on this, right?
Both of them are collabs.
Because there's a song that I kind of want to put on this Definitive 15, but he's just a guest on it. But we'll talk about it for honorable mentions. Anyway, I think you're up.
So now we are at Blueprint, right?
Yes, sir.
I'll go Safe Bet.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's literally, like, how many Blueprint records do I have? I have 5 Blueprint records on my list. But I'll go Safe Bet because we're already at 10.
Yeah.
I'll go You Don't Know.
Has to be on the list.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Like,
hearing this beat for the first time on the DJ Envy Empire Strikes Back. This is track 2 because track 1 is the Beanie Siegel diss. So to go from Beanie diss and Jada to You Don't Know is like, what? Yeah.
So Jay's definitely not cramming as many words into each bar as he was, even on, say, Dynasty Intro, but certainly not 97, 98, 99, right? But Jay's still really dope on here, and You Don't Know is incredible for a lot of reasons, right? I mean, we could just start with the beat, which this might be Just Blaze's best beat.
It's up there.
It's on the list. If you're making a list, this is on the list. Yeah, if we do a definitive 15 for Just Blaze, wait, we did one.
Yeah, we did.
This must have been on the list.
Yeah, it was.
Right. But this song to me is also definitive because like, here's like the, like you're really getting to like the, like Jay's laying out a lot of like the mythology of Jay-Z, the businessman here.
He's not a businessman. He's a businessman.
Before we got to lines like that, like Jay's talking about, you know, put me anywhere on my earth, the trip of my worth, you know, the whole, you know, Rape and Def Jam, Slum and 100 Million Man. Like he's laying out the whole, like, I made this much money off this. Now I'm in the clothing. Now I'm doing this. Like, he's kind of setting the stage for, I mean, we joked about how Jay always threatened to retire. Like, he kind of is setting the stage for, like, what the thought behind the Black album would kind of be, right? Like, you could see You Don't Know almost being on an album where he was going to say, you know what, I'm going off into the sunset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, no, You Don't Know. What do I even say about You Don't Know?
Nothing.
It's incredible. How do you feel about the remix?
Part two with MLP?
Yeah.
I liked it at the time.
Me too, but now it's like
It was a good idea. Like, all right, we signed MOP. That's a really aggressive record. Like, it worked, but yeah, now I'm good.
It's like part two, so we got to pitch it up even higher and do.
And Just Blaze, that is a beaty McBeat. Blaze.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, all right, how do you take a perfect beat and make it better? You can't.
Okay, You Don't Know.
Yep. So that was on your list too.
Yeah, it was on my list. So I'm gonna pick another obvious one from Blueprint.
Okay. We're at 11, right?
Yeah.
And we're already at Blueprint. This is bad.
I'm saying. And it's got to be Takeover.
Yeah. Not on my list, but yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Yeah.
How?
No. I get why. Like, okay. Yeah, I'm not arguing that. It's just, Jay-Z has got a lot of records.
Listen, I hear you. But to like go in. So first of all, like the Jay and Kanye partnership, like, will be so important to Jay-Z's career. And this wasn't the first.
I was going
to
say.
I wanted to make sure that I had an example on this list of Jay and Kanye. And we didn't include, you know, This Can't Be Life, which we could have.
That was one of the records that I was talking about.
Right.
I was thinking that was on my honorable mentions. And I wanted to put on my definitive, but we're running out of space.
Right. But no. Takeover? I mean, to me, like, if you're going to tell the story of Jay-Z, Takeover is in the first part of the Wikipedia article. You know what I mean? Like, if you've got five paragraphs to write about Jay-Z's career, Takeover is in one of those paragraphs.
Sure.
Everything from, we got to give Jay credit. Like, Jay really knew, like, how to roll out a song in 2001.
Yeah.
He, right, with the way, what he did with Takeover at Summer Jam, what he did with Izzo at the BET Awards.
You premiered a song on the BET Awards. No one would ever premiere a song on the BET Awards in 2017.
And it's great to watch the crowd reactions, right? All these rappers getting up and they're just like, ah! What am I hearing?
You just posted that video on Twitter. I need to go back and watch that because I'm very curious to see people's responses.
They were acting like they had never heard anything like it in their life.
Interesting.
And it's interesting, right? Because Izzo is a... It's a dope song, but it's not on my definitive 15.
Yeah.
But Takeover? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Dope beat. Everything about the Jay Nas beef. I mean, like, you have to talk about it when you talk about Jay's career, but even just as a standalone song.
Yeah.
Dope record.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what else do you have from Blueprint?
Oh boy.
Because I've now done 12.
Let me see how many I've got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, we're both at 12.
Okay. I thought you were counting how many records you had off Blueprint. I was going to say, nah, okay. And then you can go 13, 14, 15 if you count the two bonus tracks. Yeah.
No, and I just picked my last three, so I'm going to have to omit. But just to let you know,
yeah.
Song Cry.
Yeah. Okay.
Song Cry's on the list. Girls, Girls, Girls is on the list.
Hmm.
And I wrote these down strictly for honorable mention reasons.
Yeah.
But Mama Loves Me, I think is incredibly underrated and necessary to Jay's discography. I think it's one of his better, because people are talking about 444, like, oh my God, Jay opened up. Like, Jay definitely has opened up before, maybe not to this degree, but he's opened up before and talked about his family. And a record that everybody loves on Blueprint, but nobody talks about, Never Change.
Never Change is pretty good.
Okay. Okay, Doc.
It's pretty good.
Okay, bro.
I mean, there's a lot of honorable mentions from Blueprint. But let me show some love to Girls, Girls, Girls Part 2.
Yeah, you have gone on record.
That's an incredible song.
That's a dope record.
Breathe Easy is great.
Breathe Easy is great.
Renegade is great.
Yeah, it's cool.
And Girls, 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 the original is, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so we've done 12.
Yep.
You're up next. We've got 3 songs left.
Yep. Okay, so I've got 2 on this album.
On which album?
Blueprint 2.
Like on at 2 out of 3?
Yeah.
I just skipped right past this album.
That's fine.
But I'm interested. Then, okay, hold on. I think I know which 2.
Okay, guess them for me. See how well you know me.
Hovey Baby and Excuse Me, Miss.
And that concludes. Oh, man. Yep.
There are my honorable mentions. I mean, I'm not. So I think I know why. So talk about Hovey Baby.
Hovey Baby. Oh, my God. Hovey Baby is a top 3 Just Blaze beat. Yes.
That's a no.
That's a total. If you don't know what's up there, people will probably say PSA, but I don't hold PSA nearly as high as everybody else does.
Mm.
I've said that on record, right? A few times. Nope. PSA is great. It's classic, but nope. Spoiler alert, it's not on my list. It's on everybody else's list, and that's why, because those of you who know and who have listened to all 297 episodes, how many have we done, know how I feel about PSA. Hovey Baby, first of all, the timing, it's an extra bar, which I just love.
I knew we were going to talk about the extra bar.
Love the extra bar.
So explain what that means.
Okay, so bars and the way that hip hop is constructed, it's constructed in like, was it like 4/4? Is that what the technical
term is? Right, so there's like, if you count, like, if you think of a really like plain hip hop beat, there'd be like, you start on the kick, so kick is 1, snare is 2, another kick is 3, snare is 4. If you just like sound it like boom, 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 right? That's a 4/4 beat. It's 4 beats in a measure.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep, there you go.
And so Hovey Baby does 5.
Does 5.
So it's not even, it's an extra beat is what it is, right? So the beat kind of feels like it loops around at like a weird point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jay just obliterates this. Lyrically, this is one of my favorite Jay performances. It's not the best, but it's one of my favorites. He murders this. Love it. Jay's just, it just sounds like Jay ice skating casually. Like if he's like an Olympic skater and they're just like out on the ice.
They're just doing free skate and he's kind of like he's got like his hands behind his back and he's just kind of like pushing off gently.
Yep. 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 It's effortless. And I'm a big fan of effortless Jay. When most other rappers are trying really, really hard, because, you know, going on record, like one of my favorite rappers is Joe Budden, and like he does a freestyle over Hovey Baby and he's rapping his heart out and it's dope, but like it's not. Jay is just, you know, nobody in rap did it quite like I did it. Like if you did it, I done it before. You get it, I had it, got mad at it, I don't want it no more. And it comes from everything from flipping that raw, flipping holes, flipping vocal, like just crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's so a dope
record. To me, it's just one of my favorites and it just solidified itself. Jay just solidifies himself as one of my favorite rappers just with that. And do I even have to talk about Excuse Me, Miss?
Talk about it.
It.
I'm regretting not putting it on my list, so.
Man, listen. It's Jay, like, as misogynistic as we talked about Jay being on 444, when Jay actually, like, opens himself up and is a, I mean, anytime someone who is misogynistic is vulnerable about liking a girl, like, that's a huge step. And somebody as selfish as Jay, and I'm like, I don't know him personally, but just his whole image has been me, I am the greatest. And, you know, it's hard to let people, especially a woman, in that type of space for people who think like that. So it's just, I don't know, man. It's just like one of my favorite Neptunes records. Pharrell kills the hook. Jay tells a really dope story. To me, it's just definitive. I had to get some Scooby-Doos. Those are shoes, by the way. It's just classic. Perfect record. Most people will put the remix in there. And Doc, I believe you're a big fan of the remix, right?
La La La?
Yeah.
It's a dope record.
Yeah, it's a dope record. I don't ever have to hear it again, but it's a dope record. It's a dope record. I feel like in 2000 and what was that, 2003? I feel like the remix overshadowed the original unfairly.
Well, it's just the fact that they decided to put out Blueprint 2.1.
Right. Because that one of the biggest things I hated about Jay, just like he listened to people too much. We talked about how incredibly insecure Jay is. It's just like, yo, if you're going to live and die by that double, like if you're going to put out a double album, you got to live and die by it. There's no Forever 2.1. There is a Life After Death single disc, but that doesn't count. There's no Art of War double disc or single disc. You know what I'm saying? Like Jay just should have ate that.
So, right. I'm looking at the track list for 2.1. I think this is a pretty fair recut. Like if you had to boil down the two discs into one, it's not a bad way to go.
Hmm. Yeah, dude, I don't remember. Were we complaining about 2.1?
I don't feel like we ever really gave it. I don't know. I feel like people were just kind of like, meh, it's not really anything. But, I mean, If this would have been Blueprint 2.
Right, if that was the discussion. But does 2.1 have, hold on, does 2.1 have somehow some way on it?
Yeah.
Does it have Meet the Parents on it?
Yeah. Guns N' Roses.
Nah.
All Around the World.
Okay.
Excuse Me, Miss. Watcher 2. No. It does have The Bounce on it, which is...
Now, hold on. In 2003, The Bounce was a tough record.
But part two of What They Gonna Do, not the Sean Paul version, but the other version, which is hard.
Yes.
Woo. Yeah, 2.1's not bad.
It's not. Hobie Baby, Watcher 2, Bonnie Clyde, Excuse Me, All Around the World Guns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're gonna do it, this is not bad. I mean, it could have gone... I mean, it does have Beware of the Boys on it.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I'm gonna do?
You're gonna play it.
Of course I am.
And it's not like it's more just how awkward Jay is on it than anything else.
All right, here we go. It's the rock in the building. Khalid. Yes.
This is all the worst ad libs.
Like the worst. As soon as the beat drop, we got the streets locked overseas. A Punjabi MC in the rock. I came to see the mommies in the spot. Oh,
Jay definitely only thought of what he was going to say about 3 minutes before he stepped in the booth.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot there.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, there's no... Okay, I'm looking at Blueprint 2, and I'm like, there's some records that I like.
Such as?
I mean, of course, F All Night. Still love that song. Diamonds Is Forever is actually a dope record.
It's okay.
There's no Blueprint 2. How do you not...
Unleash the Flutes on Guru.
Yo, that record's dope. Chill out. I forgot about Too Many Hoes.
It's a terrible song.
I've gone on record saying that I really like A Ballad for the Fallen Soldier.
Yeah, you're out there on Fallen Soldier Island. I don't know what's going on there. Fallen Soldier.
Okay, all right. We're winding down.
But actually, speaking of Blueprint 2.
Okay.
I'm putting a song on here that I'm just putting on because it's a personal favorite. Because okay. I've talked about it about a million times on this podcast.
Okay.
And because it was originally released as a part of what was labeled the Blueprint 2 leaks. That's right. I put Early This Morning on my list.
Woo! Woo! Hold on.
I'm just assuming you're trying to play it. Let's try this, Guru.
Yeah. Try to start my day anew. Anew. Okay, yeah. Listen, again.
Just Blaze is a bad man.
You remember where you were when you... when I'll never, we back in the So days, like, why did four Jay-Z records just leak like 3 weeks after the Blueprint came out?
Right.
And like all four of them are like really good. I mean, Dick to the Game was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. But the original Murder Marcyville, Early This Morning, and
Show You How.
Show You How. Man, come on.
Put a little bit of baggy, put a little bit in the purse.
They should have kept the end of that with the girl.
Yeah.
That was dope. I don't know why he didn't keep that on Blueprint 2. But I will commend Jay-Z for actually like fixing up unreleased records or leaked records and then re-releasing them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's kind of good with that, because he did that with Show You How and he did it with
Ignorant-ish. Yeah.
Yeah. And they both ended up really dope.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, there are some. And the other thing, I mean, funny, like if you tell the story of Jay-Z, like you kind of have to talk about unreleased records.
100%.
And to me, Early This Morning is my favorite unreleased Jay record.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would have been a perfect intro. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, that the release of those four songs is what made me create my first 1.5.
Yeah.
Because I combined that with Blueprint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early This Morning. Love every second of it.
All right. Yep.
All right. Got that. You're on number 13? No, you're on number 14.
I'm done.
You're done.
I got one more.
One more. What do you got?
Where are you at, though? Are you at 13 or 14?
I still have two more. And I'm not confident about either of my choices.
Okay. So you want me to end my list?
My problem is my last two, I'm kind of like, I'm regretting every moment of it. But because, yeah, so I'll give one.
Go ahead.
I had to put 99 Problems on here.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Not even near my list.
Really?
Not even breathing on my list.
Interesting.
Nope. I've never been a fan of that song.
I think it's an iconic Jay-Z song.
Sure.
There's other iconic Jay-Z songs that I notably are nowhere near my list. Like the record with Alicia Keys, which I'm not even going to name.
No. Nobody likes that. No Jay-Z fans like that song.
And yet that is like an iconic Jay-Z record, yeah, as far as the world is concerned. But yeah. 99 Problems is incredible.
What?
And it shows up. We talking about the same record? And
yes.
And Jay's storytelling is.
No. The storytelling is dope.
The beat is great. Jay is great. The video is great. Love 99 Problems. That's it.
Yeah. Nah, you got it.
Okay. What are you ending on? What's your last one?
My last one, it's definitive.
Okay.
It's Black Album. And it really makes me mad because it's just mad records that I just didn't even get to touch. But if I had to pick one record to play off of the Black Album besides Allure, it would kind of have to be Encore.
Hmm.
It would have to be. Like, there's a lot of, you know, you can do Dirt Off Your Shoulder, you could do December 4th. Like, you could do records, but to me, Encore is just, like, definitive. Like, that was the ride off into the sunset. Like, I know Allure should have ended the album, but Encore should have ended Jay's career. You know what I'm saying? So, if that was the whole narrative. So, that to me, that's definitive. It's a dope record. Jay and Kanye again, as you said earlier. But, yeah, that's my 15th.
I'm torn on my 15th. It's either PSA or December 4th.
Yeah.
PSA... in the legacy of Jay, in terms of like how he describes his career, in terms of like, I think how Jay would, like if you asked Jay to pick his definitive 15, I think PSA is on that list. I don't know.
100%.
I think it sort of like
not even close.
Right. But I don't know. I was torn to that. December 4th, we were, again, Russ and I were driving around listening to Jay this weekend. She pointed out to me like, who else would have done that song? Got you, bring your mom in. She's going to do a little, like, you know, it was, on Black Album, you know, Jay, number one, had to sort of course correct off of Blueprint 2. The idea of Jay course correcting is a very common one throughout his career.
Yeah.
He had to course correct after Blueprint 2. And, you know, December 4th is just like he's, you know, great beat. Jay's great on it. He's like showing like a personal side, you know?
Yeah.
Not like it's Jay showing that you can be personal without being serious necessarily or dark.
Sure. Yep.
But there's all sorts of songs I thought about putting. I almost put No Hook on here.
I do have an American Gangster record on my honorable mention.
I almost put Onto the Next One.
Oh, no. God,
because
no.
If I think about later career Jay still showing that he's got something different and interesting, I look at some records off Blueprint 3, but like
Yeah.
If I'm putting Run This Town on there, it's not for Jay. Jay's no, fine on it. It's for Kanye and the beat.
Yep.
Right? Yep. I debated some records from Watch the Throne.
Nope. What records on Watch the Throne did you have? Did you debate?
Why I Love You.
Definitive? Why am I doing this show?
No, it's like, well, debate's a strong word. I listed it and then I said, nah, I'm not putting that one. But going through this list, someone's like, I really should have put, I really feel bad I didn't put Dope Man on there.
Yeah.
1-900 Hustler, I love, but I couldn't put it as Definitive 15. Friend of Fro 98 is one of my five favorite Jay-Z records, but if I'm putting A Million and One Questions on there and Streets is watching, like, I've kind of, I don't need three hard records from Volume 1.
Right. I agree.
And Show You How to Do This almost made it. I love Show You How to Do This.
It's a dope record.
It's so unorthodox.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on with that song? But it's great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some other honorable mentions. So, I mean, we've been talking about it the whole time. Is there anything? Can we talk about Pregame?
Pregame is crazy.
Pregame is crazy. I consider that a Jay and Sauce Money record. Is that fair?
What? Say that again?
I think Pregame is technically credited to Sauce Money, but to me, that's Sauce Money and Jay-Z.
It's just Sauce and Jay.
Right.
It's Sauce Money featuring Jay-Z because it was on Sauce's album as well as the Belly soundtrack. Oh, it was on Volume 1 too.
Pregame's not on Volume 1.
I thought it was. It's not. Never mind. I'm thinking of what? Isn't Sauce Money on Volume 1 somewhere? Am I tripping?
Hold on. People are screaming.
Yeah, people are like, dude, there's no way Sauce Money.
Yeah, Face Off.
Face Off. That's what I was thinking of. And absolutely not.
How do you get Sauce Money, but then you call in Tone and Poke from the Trackmasters?
But I mean, this is, you know, I'll be missing you, Sauce Money. Right. Sauce was trying to cross over. Is Sauce Money on Middle Finger You is on Tidal.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Wow. The Frank Stallone sample? I have to play it. It's so bad.
I wanted to love Intruder Alert so bad because it's a Primo record, but no.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
That beat's kind of hard, actually.
That was back when you would hear a snippet of a beat on like a commercial on Rap City.
And you'd be
like, yo, what is that? I don't know.
That was Middle Finger You?
That was For My Hustlers.
For My Hustlers, right. Who produced? I'm curious. Who produced? Somebody named Mr. Rapture.
Okay.
Because in a way, it kind of, you know, it's funny. Sauce fit in. Sauce really kind of got stuck because he was starting to work on his album when Bad Boy was still Bad Boy. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't wait long enough to catch like the Just Blaze Kanye wave.
Right.
Because From My Hustler sounds like almost like a Just Blaze.
A 0.5,
like Just Blaze, right? Like it's like not quite Just Blaze 1.0.
Yep.
Sauce just got right there in the middle.
Yep.
This album's out of print. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. You know what song though I almost put, because when we asked about collabs, the reason why is when I was thinking of like how to tell the story of Jay, I realized we didn't really talk much about like his efforts to build Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to put For the Fam on there. It's
classic.
It's in a Mill record, but
Bleak used to catch wreck on them posse cuts. We cannot ignore that.
The beat, first of all, is like it totally sets the stage for what they were going to do with Dynasty, and then it like it basically says this is the new Rockefeller sound.
Yep.
It's an incredible beat. But then Jay is just Is that the what's the best Rockefeller like group song?
It's gotta be. I'm taking, and this was on my honorable mentions. I'm taking You, Me, Him, and Her. It's a well crafted posse cut. They're not just rapping. There's a hook in there. Everything is intertwined. It just makes sense. It's the best curated posse cut out of all the ones that they've done.
For whatever reason, that I don't feel that way about that song that some other people do.
Yeah, you're bugging.
I know I'm bugging. I think For the Fam is way better than You, Me, Him, and Her.
I don't remember Siegel's verse on For the Fam. But I do remember Emil got off, Bleak got off and Jay got off.
Oh, on For the Fam, Siegel is in like prime early Siegel flow. You should do oh, what's For the Fam? Because
what is still dough money.
Right, bro. This Philly cat back at it, still throwing crack at it.
Oh,
still.
Yeah. Oh, back at it. It ain't the much, just the rust trying to get my aunt right in. They say I think. Okay,
I pulled up Cadillac truck, nice.
Late night, club night, Macca check. Like, man, shut up.
But you know what? It's so dope.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Come on. This is, I love, oh, man. And this is Ty Fife. Woo.
No, this beat is incredible. Jadakiss actually caught on this record too. He has a really dope freestyle on here.
Is this probably the best the Mill ever sounded?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got a record called what was that record on her first album with Carl Thomas that was really dope? It was dark, but it was really dope. I don't remember.
All right. So. Anything, because we're at like almost 2.5 hours here.
I've got a few. I haven't even like spoken on all my honorable mentions yet.
Yeah, I mean, I still got. So give me some more. What do you got? You
still got some more?
No, keep going.
Give me some more.
Give me some more.
You talked about Later Jay and what to what would properly represent him. You had on to the next one. I had Thank You. Thank You. It's crazy.
Thank You's cool. Thank You's cool.
That third verse, I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but come on, man. Nope. I had 22 twos.
Can we be real about 22 twos?
What?
Do you really listen after the first verse?
First verse is,
I know, the first verse is everything.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
That's just, that concept is crazy. The same way that people get off on rappers who like think of like, hey, point out, just give me a word. And then they start freestyling the word, or like the way that people are enamored with like alphabetical slaughter type records. Like he's rapping all the AIDS. Like I've never been a fan of that. But 22 twos, just wordplay with the same word. Yeah, crazy. I have regrets on my list. This isn't definitive, but I just really feel like this record is just incredible. Meet the Parents.
Yeah. You know how I feel about Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents is an incredible storytelling, Jay.
I thought about it. I really did. I love Meet the Parents. It's one of my favorite Jay-Z songs. It's definitely on the list of his underrated. Yeah, an underrated Jay-Z playlist would be great, actually. I mean, yes, obviously. But like, so underrated Jay-Z records, Meet the Parents. Probably some records off Volume 3, right? Dope Man.
Yeah, man. Come and Get Me was my other one.
Oh, Come and Get Me.
Come and Get Me is so underrated. So underrated. I didn't catch all the Nas records. Shout out to my best friend, Rich, like actually sat me down and like just gave me all the shots and then showed me that Nas responded on his Come and Get Me on Nas. I didn't know any of that until a few years ago. I had no idea.
That first verse on Come and Get Me is just...
You talking about the first beat?
Yeah, I Remove Your Roof.
I Remove Your Roof. Woo!
Yeah. Yep. Really a 36 with the gun, I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. When the cat is tucked, I'm... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jay's just... Yeah.
Again, Effortless Jay.
Effortless. Definitely.
Effortless Jay.
But, man, it's hot.
It's hot as dope.
I love It's Hot.
It's hot as dope. It's hot as dope. I had another Later Jay record that I had, and I've talked about how much I love this record, American Dreamin'.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you would have. I thought about Rock Boys.
I thought of that briefly crossed my mind.
And I thought about Success.
Yeah, it was like some... not I Know. What's the record I'm thinking of? No. No, you're right with No Hook.
No Hook is
close.
I thought about it. Because... I know that you don't mind it like other people. Like, I know that you don't feel like I do about Kingdom Come. But, like, for most people, after Kingdom Come, like, it's no accident the way he opens up American Gangster. Strong, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Really strong. Like, he's telling people, no, it's okay. I'm still Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And No Hook is just, oh, my goodness.
No Hook is crazy. No Hook is crazy.
That Hitman 2.0, like, Jay Records, those are the closest that we ever came to recapturing that life after death sound.
Yes. That's why I don't understand it. Like when to me, it there should be no argument that Reasonable Doubt, Blueprint, American Gangster is three best albums. There should be no argument.
Is it that people don't put American Gangster up there?
No, people put Black Album up there. And I don't understand it. I get why it's a classic, but American Gangster, if we're going track for track, album for album, American Gangster is leaps and bounds better than the Black Album. And it's not close.
Yeah, the problem with the Black Album is like some records just haven't aged well.
Right.
Moment of Clarity.
Moment of Clarity was never good.
I don't mind Jam Moment of Clarity, but the beat, Justify My Thug.
Justify My Thug was always trash.
My
first song was always trash.
It wasn't, trash is a strong word, but it's not my favorite. I mean, honestly, What More Can I Say?
I still like What More Can I Say.
It's not bad. Change Clothes, though.
It's not as bad as people say it is or people want
but
it to be.
But it's not the strongest record.
No, not at all.
And
not at
all. I much prefer almost any of the various Ninth Wonder remixes of Threat to the actual version of Threat. But Threat's not bad. I used to be kind of down on Threat, but I heard it in the car this weekend. I was like, you know what?
Threat's dope.
Threat's good.
Threat's dope. I can't, like, I don't know. I always will hold a special place for Threat because I have a freestyle over Threat where I feel like you always have those records where, like, you feel like you turn the corner as a writer. I feel like me writing to Threat turned the corner for me as a writer.
Oh, so totally. Always like, there are beats where I felt like I turned the corner as a producer.
Yep.
Storm P Passport.
Yeah.
That was the one. I became a different producer after that.
You did. Oh man, I'm a winner. Oh man,
I know.
Okay, we're not gonna go.
All of a sudden, it was like the switch flipped in my head, and I was like, "Oh, I can make beats."
Yeah.
Anyway, no, you're right. I mean, Black Album has classics, but it also has like it would have been 10 tracks, you know. But I mean, you kind of have to deal with, you know, and I don't know. Some days I feel like Dirt Off Your Shoulder is great, and some days I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one of the records I'd never have to hear again. I get it. That's one of the records where, like, people were convinced about its greatness from Fade to Black. Like, that's one, like, the narrative of Fade to Black. I still need to hear, I need Just Blaze to put out Jay's version of Potion, though. I want to hear that.
I think Potion is a record that people feel a certain way about that beat because of Fade to Black.
Sure. I always like, you remember my freestyle over there?
Yes.
So yeah, somewhere deep in the bowels of your hard drives, but yeah. Yeah. Do I have anything else from I had Do It Again because I was trying to figure out, what definitive, like, J Club record did it. Because I was like, do I want to do Hard Knock Life? Do I want to do Money in the Thing? I feel like Do It Again is underrated.
I think that's on the underrated J list. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Do It Again is super underrated, but Give It to Me is the best representation of what I was trying to go for. Like, it was just that's peak J in the club.
Yeah. iPoppy is, I think, pretty underrated.
Extremely underrated.
Man, Timbo and Rockefeller in like 99, 2000. Cause he gave Beanie in the club.
A club. Yep.
That's
Did he give Bleak anything?
No, poor Bleak.
Poor Bleak. Yeah, that is an incredible record. You're right. 100%.
Like, he, you know, because for singles with Rockefeller, basically, so what? It was Big Pimpin', which wasn't released as a single until spring of 2000. And then iPoppy and In the Club. That's like 6 months. It's just, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything we haven't really talked about.
Nah.
We didn't talk about the Friend or Foe series, really.
Yeah, you talked about 98.
I talked about that. I mean, the first one's great. Classic.
First one is great. Yeah. We didn't talk about Coming of Age. The first one's classic. The second one's really good, but it's not as good as the first one.
The second one's okay. The first one is classic, but hilarious. I mean, it's not quite like Nas and AZ on the Essence hilarious, but it feels like that.
Nas and AZ on the Essence. I think it's different because I love that it's telling a story that literally lasts like 15 seconds. It's literally like Jay getting out of the car and dapping up Bleak. Like,
that's
the
it.
Whole story.
That's it.
I actually like that, but it's not quite. Yo, Doc, heard you got the New Balances. You got the blue ones. I got the grays. Like it's yeah.
And so you said this wasn't on your list. I'm jumping around here a bit, but you didn't have Ain't No on your list.
Nah. It's definitive, but nah.
It sticks out like a sore thumb on the album.
Yeah, it does.
But that song was, you know, Jay doesn't really have a career without that song, right?
100%.
So.
Yeah, I get it, but nah.
Any guest verses you want to show love to while we're wrapping up here?
Blackout, of course.
Yeah.
Four Alarm Blaze, of course.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about the record. You were talking about a record that you used Takeover as the definitive Jay and Kanye, like a representation of Jay and Kanye. I was really close to doing This Can't Be Life.
Yeah, we didn't talk about This Can't Be Life.
This Can't Be Life is, but it's like, do you remember Jay's verse on there? I remember Scarface and Beanie and the beat. Like, Jay was dope on there, but he just got cleaned up.
My problem with This Can't Be Life is I always just want to hear Guess Who's Back.
What? Are you really going to... Whoa. Are you really going to take Guess Who's Back over This Can't Be Life?
Is that really even a question?
Yes. Actually, no, because there's no way that Guess Who's Back is anywhere near This Can't Be Life.
Guess Who's Back is definitely better than This Can't Be Life.
We can go ahead and just conclude this episode. We can just go ahead and get out of here.
I'm trying to think if there's any... Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm... I don't know, man. We've been talking about Jay-Z for like... Over the past 2 weeks, this has been like 4 hours of Jay-Z talk.
Jay-Z overkill, yeah. But I mean, you know, streets love it.
I mean, but like... I mean, if anything, it's funny, right? Because I don't... His career has so many ups and downs. If I'm looking at like just straight up output of music, I get the argument for Jay as the GOAT. But, you know, he's put out some clunkers. But in terms of like his peaks, in terms of his versatility, like what we talked about, his multiple primes, like you... like. I do the, you know, doing the research I did for this week, I was like, yeah, I mean, who else has done what Jay has done? Part of that, he outlasted everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, Nas is still around and still rapping, but like Nas took huge chunks of time off.
Yeah.
And Nas, I mean, rightfully or wrongfully, is not held in the same regard as Jay is now. Still.
Not at all. Yeah.
So, I mean, I would definitely, I mean, I'm sure people have very, very, I'm guessing probably like half our list people are like, I mean, the thing is like, what did we name that people are really going to be like, nah, I mean, cause this stuff, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot that people might've said, oh, you could have put this one instead, but it's not like we picked anything crazy.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Anything else you want to say, man?
Nah, I think we can get out of here, man. This.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
So here. Thank you everybody for listening. Hopefully you stayed this long. Love to hear what you think, what your definitive 15 records are. If we missed anything, if we gave something short shrift, let us know. Use the hashtag Clark Radio Speakers or hit us up at CRS Podcast. Anything else you want to say, man?
Nah. We'll see y'all next week because I cannot wait to talk about this Tyler album.
This Tyler album conversation should be great. Thank you, everybody. And see you next week.